The Church of Uganda has been well coordinated to support the existing structures, particularly the government, in fighting the COVID-19. The Church of Uganda, particularly women in this country, have been well coordinated in making of sanitizers, in making of masks, all this meant to help in the hand washing to prevent the further spread of COVID-19. We've also been able to support the local communities to raise awareness on the spread of the COVID using their available media channels, mostly the radio channels and the television channels, to help the rural communities to have an idea of how this COVID-19 is spread and how they can prevent it. And we've also carried on online training sessions for the very many leaders to help disseminate information to the grassroots.
How has the reaction from Ugandans been in terms of your advocacy to help sensitize them about how dangerous this is and how to keep themselves safe?
The reaction has been positive because after realizing that there are actually increasing cases of infections for COVID-19 and increasing deaths, people have got this kind of fear within them to be able to protect and prevent further spread. People have really known that this is a killer disease and so have ignored the very many misinformation that has always hindered them to think the COVID-19 pandemic is a serious killer.
Mrs. Mugisha, talking about misinformation, what are some of the misinformation or perhaps the conspiracy theories that you've been encountering?
At the beginning of the lockdown, a lot of misinformation was being circulated, especially through the media and different online channels, the WhatsApp, and so people were actually receiving a lot of fear through the misinformation, and some of it contains things like coronavirus is only in the urban places, coronavirus is a simple flu that it comes and one can fight it in just a few minutes or a day or two, and also saying that COVID-19 only kills the elderly and so the young and the youth are okay, even if they don't protect themselves. All this kind of information actually created fear in the lives of people, and so we as church, as faith leaders, we had to do something about it by raising awareness that it's a killer, and so increasing rates of infections and death helped curb this kind of misinformation, but also for people to be able to prevent themselves and the entire communities from spread.
Have you been working with other religious groups in Uganda in this quest to help fight the pandemic?
As women, Mothers Union in Uganda, in the Church of Uganda, we do not work in isolation. Actually, we have Inter-Religious Council of Uganda. This is an organization that brings all faith together. We actually have different faith leaders coming together at different meetings and forums. And one of the key things that have always come across that it is to talk about prevention. How do we curb, how do we reduce further spread in the communities of COVID-19? So it has been a joint effort. It has been collective responsibility.
Analysts that I spoke with in Uganda said it appears that the coronavirus is being used to suppress activities of opposition parties, and it has thwarted political activities, and that restrictions imposed by the government is being used to suppress efforts by the opposition to meet or perhaps campaign in readiness for next year's election. When you encounter some of these concerns, how do you overcome them in your education process about the need to fight the spread of the disease in Uganda?
As church, we stand by the truth, and the truth is in the word of God. And so we encourage our people, we encourage the people that we lead to always do their role, do their part of prevention, do their role. And so if it is a gathering, if it is a rally, if it is a campaign, because right now we are into an election period, but people need to still be conscious and sensitive about COVID-19 because we have had death